Well, we just mentioned the international flavour, Loz, of this Ladies Classic coming up here at Bonneville, the Australian Ladies Classic. 65 countries the players come from, 140 golfers. It's very, very hard to win a golf championship. Someone who's hopeful of doing that come the weekend is Charlotte Thompson, who joins us from the UK. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. We were just waxing lyrical about what a wonderful, magical sort of place this is, Bonneville. I mean, you've been all over the world. What do you make of it?
Oh, I love it here. I think it's just out on the golf course. It's so peaceful. You've got so much to look at. And I just love everybody around here, the members, the people, the staff that work here. Just love the place.
Yeah. And you actually played yesterday, I believe, out there on the course. And you got an albatross.
I did, yes.
Wow.
My first
is that the
one.
First one?
It is, yeah.
Tell us about that and how exciting is it to get an albatross?
Yeah, it was really cool. It was par five, a short par five for me, so I got to my ball, I had a really good lie, I was just off the fairway, 150 yards to the hole, 148 to be precise.
Beautiful.
And I hit soft 8-iron and it took a bounce, rolled and then just dropped in. And
did you high five anyone?
Oh, I danced.
Yeah.
I've never had one before, so I got really excited.
Oh, good on you.
After that excitement, I had to be a killjoy here. Do you wish, I wish this was keeping this for Thursday, Friday, Saturday or Sunday instead of a practice round.
Yep, I believe that was my next comment.
Yeah, you think, why'd I do that today?
Exactly.
But you've done it once. Geez, that's a big 8-iron, 148 yards.
Yeah, it was good. It was a solid 8-iron for me, but soft. It was a really nice shot.
But okay. Having said that, though, when you line up on that hole on Thursday and Friday, and hopefully over the weekend, you'll be very confident in attacking it again.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great hole for me to attack.
Yeah.
Like, I have that written in my yardage book.
Beautiful. Attack, and did you play last year?
Here, yes. Yeah, I had my best finish here last year, so I finished tied ninth here last year.
Oh, beautiful.
And Charlotte, we were chatting earlier about the array of talent that's here, and you see it every week on the circuit and how hard it is to win, and then you see a legend like a Laura Davies is also here, and no doubt if she's at her best, she'd be hard to beat as well. But it sounds glamorous being a pro golfer. I'm sure when you tell people, oh, no, I play golf for a living, but can you give us a little bit of an insight into how difficult it actually is?
It's super difficult, really, because if you don't play well, you don't earn money.
That's right.
And if you have bills to pay back at home, then it just builds up and can get a little bit stressful. But you have to take the rough with the smooth. Every job has its ups and downs, and that's what you take on being a golfer, really. So we do get to see amazing parts of the world and play a sport that we love as a job. So,
how many tournaments would you play a year?
On a mixture of two tours, I'd probably play about 16 events, I think.
Right. And it's just travel. How often do you get to go back home and then sort of rest and practice and then go back on
tour? I have about just under 3 weeks out here.
Right.
And then I'll go home and I have like 3 weeks at home.
Yeah.
So I'm 3 months just out here and then 3 weeks at home. And then it's normally 1 week on, 2 weeks off, roughly, something like that.
We were lucky enough to hear Laura speak last night, and she was talking about her routine and how she worked out early that practice is not always the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you practice a lot, or do you try and sort of do what you need to do and then just sort of keep your mind fresh and attack the tournament when it happens?
I allocate times for certain things, so if I need to do a range session technically, check a few things in the swing, then I will take some time to do that. But a lot of my stuff is on course, try and play as much, because if you stand and hit balls in a range, that can be easy to a certain extent, muscle memory and all that jazz. But as soon as you get out on the golf course,
Under pressure, different lies, different
winds, different everything. Like, there's so many factors that...
Yeah, there's plenty of driving range champions, aren't there? But there aren't too many true champions. Look, the best tip I reckon I've had all week, I said to one of the locals, what's your best tip? It was, if you hit it in the bush, don't go in there. There's snakes and big goannas. Now, we haven't been out there. Have you seen any of the local animals?
So last year we actually saw a koala.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm worried about the snakes.
Yeah. I haven't seen a snake, but there was a big one over there yesterday. Not to scare you or anything, but it was huge. But I haven't seen any others as yet.
Yeah, I'm not going
Take
over there.
Take plenty of balls.
Stay away from the rocks, they say.
Yeah.
So how long are you in Australia for, and what's on after Bonneville?
So I leave Australia on the 11th of March.
Yep.
We go from Bonneville to Canberra. And yep. we play event at Royal Canberra. It's our next ALPG and Ladies European Tour.
And then Queanbeyan.
And then Queanbeyan. And then I'm off to South Africa.
Oh, South Africa.
Yeah, for and just over a week.
We heard many of the girls last night mentioned South Africa. That's a big part of your tour, obviously.
It's an event that they brought to the schedule last year.
Yeah.
And then we've kept the same event this year, so we're all going across.
While it's very competitive on tour, are you close to a lot of the girls or some of the girls?
It is very friendly. I mean, everyone thinks girls can be a bit like ratty to each other and things like that, but everybody gets along and you all know when each other to stay clear of each other if it's a bad time or you've played bad golf. You understand that, but yeah, girls are a lot closer than guys. They all mother each other in certain ways. Yeah.
Laurie's been watching Married at First Sight. He's seen that sometimes those girls are a little
I've got
bit
seven
ratty.
Sisters, by the way.
Right,
too,
okay.
So that's...
Hey,
Charlotte, realistic expectations come the championship?
I'd love to get another top 10, if not better, this year.
Yeah, so. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, you finished top 10 last year. We thank you so much for your time. Play well today. Not so important, but play well over Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.
There's Charlotte Thompson giving you an insight into her expectations, really, about this Bonneville golf course, which is picturesque, to say the least.